Hi, everyone. This is Lorenzo Anselmo from Omega Bond Watches.
And this is Luke Taggart from Bond Department.
And you're listening to the Blunt Instruments Podcast. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Blunt Instruments. I'm joined by my paisan west, east of the Colorado River. Shit, my directions are all fucked up. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, so melancholy today.
Oh, no. Just a long day. First day back in the office in like 2 years.
Luke's finally joining us all.
Finally joining the back in the workforce. And I will say, though, not even that. That didn't bother me, but it was like a full day of, after that, it was running around and none of the places I went to today were nearby. You know what I mean? It was like all the way to work and then all the way here and then back this way, then up that way. It was just a lot today. Well, glad to be able to sit down and talk now.
Hell yeah. It's been a little minute since we did one of these. You know, we had that great one with JW, and I guess it was just like we just got a little busy and didn't get a chance to get one out on Friday and Monday. So back to it.
I'd like to thank JW again, because that was very, very, very well received. Got a lot of compliments on that episode. A lot of people saying JW's the coolest fucking guy. I got a few DMs of that nature.
I got a few of those also. I was asked if we could have asked JW if he could tell us where he found the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
somewhere in Palm Springs, I'm assuming.
Yep. Or Palm Desert. Somewhere in there.
Yep. Yep.
I heard you take a bunch of mushrooms and then you go looking in the Joshua Tree area. So anyway, you know what we're here to talk about today. We're gonna kind of do a little chit chat about AJB. So Absolutely James
AJB.
Bond.
AJB. Didn't even know that's what it stood for.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it stands for. I probably should have done some research. I mean, I've been a member for a good amount of time, and even before I became a member, I was basically a closet stalker on there for a couple years before that. So for those that don't know, AJB is basically a forum where all around the world, like, James Bond fans kind of collectively come together and chat on an official forum. And there's like different categories. There's, you know, like, they talk about the next movie, which it'll be like Bond 26 is a category. It'll talk about trivia. There's like an events category. There's a memorabilia category, and then there's a for sale category, which is my frequent one, which I'm always looking at. But I don't know, I was gonna kind of get your kind of experience with it, Luke, and then we could kind of dive into my experience and just like review it as a whole, and then talk about some things we like, don't like, mm-hmm. recommendations, things like that.
Yeah, so my experience, first off, I've really only heard good things about it. I will start with that. Me personally, I've done next to nothing on it. I have window shopped in a variety of literally, you know, sartorial things, and then essentially also just kind of like reading. I haven't really actively done anything on there. I mean, sartorially, I think it's second to none as far as people investigating and finding out what something is. And I mean, the chances are it's going to be on there first, like the holster or braces or whatever. And then from that point, you'll get a flood of links to where you can find it or similar things, whatever. My only real issue with it is it just confuses the shit out of me. It really does. And I'll tell you, it's not so much like I'm on it right now. And of course, it's like first thing you see Bond 26 wish list, you know, Bond 26, and then you click on all these things. But the few times I've tried using it, I think have been for specific clothing items. So mm-hmm. I think I've gone on there and gone into the search bar or like kind of gone into a certain, you know, posting, trying to find like whether it's like, you know, a Brioni tie or, you know, something along the, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the next thing you know, I'm like just drowning in a sea of, you know, cause I mean, it's very, very popular, very popular. So there's comments and new postings all day, every day. So that would be my only grievance with it. But at the same time, that can just be my lack of experience in using it. But like I said, I know you yourself, Kyle, David, everybody we hang out with, everybody we talk to, and then some has posted on there, purchased from there, sold on there. So
yeah, I definitely am a supporter of the platform. I think it's like the original like Bond community, if you may. Yeah. You know, because that's where people kind of connected. But I think it's interesting because there's a ton of experts on there that, you know, don't create content, and but they're huge collectors, and you know, they're the ones that are out there figuring out what some of these items are before, you know, the masses do. So there are certain situations where an item will come out, like you said, and it'll be discovered or identified on there first. But then it's like, so I'll give a scenario, or not a scenario, I'll just tell a story. So like, let's see, 2 years ago, Super Bowl, we got or 3 years ago, 2019, we got the first like little trailer for No Time to Die. It was like a TV trailer. No, it was 2020. Sorry, 2 years ago. It's all relevant. So we get the trailer. There's that quick scene, and we see the Switchblade jet come out of the plane. But right before that, we see Bond like wearing his glasses, the Varnays, you know, the Edge 1613s, or 1316s. Mm-hmm. I must be dyslexic today. So I ended up buying them because they're identified like the next morning on that channel or on like in the forum somewhere. And come to find out, they discontinued those, and whoever bought them around that time, that was it, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of situations like that where, you know, it's kind of like if you're the last one to the bowl, you're not going to eat, you know? So
right.
It's just like, I like that aspect of it. I like that there's people in there like constantly like, you know, looking into the details of the films and stuff, and like basically pulling out all the things that are missed or like kind of fact checking, because I feel like it's very easy to go in there and just be like, oh yeah, by the way, these are the glasses, you know? And that kind of happened during Spectre with the Snowdens. A lot of people thought they were the black pair, you know? And there was this huge debate, and then finally it was known that they were the Haviana color. So right. I mean, it's just like making sure you're confirming things rather than just being like, oh yeah, yeah, it's this. No, I've been burned on that before too. I've thought things were things that they weren't, like I was off by the color code, you know? And that's why like you have to be that detective. So like, I appreciate that aspect of it. And I think that there's a lot of, camaraderie that comes with that, you know, because like, not only is it the thrill of the hunt, it's the thrill of like actually grabbing the item, you know?
Right. Right. See, that aspect, I completely, I mean, even just like going to Target the other day and having to hunt down that Lego DB5.
I'm surprised you had a hard time with that.
Shockingly difficult.
Really?
Yeah. Well, just, you know, class. And even something like that. Well, it was just when it came out, and obviously for $20, it's just going to go quick. But
yeah,
you kind of just like, we've said it before, Bond's like so worldwide and so big and yet so underground at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, kids aren't like running to the store to buy a James Bond Lego. They're just not.
Just grown ass.
So yeah, just grown ass men. And I'm like, oh, you have three in the back? I need all three. And then some kids like, hey, no, fuck you and your mom, get out of my face. Kick the shit out of you. No, it's like, it was so just difficult.
You see Luke in Target. Do not run. Say hi to Mr. Taggart. Just run. Keep it moving.
Run. but yeah, it was difficult. But I get that. But here, I want to pick your brain a little bit because I know you have you partook in this Quantum of Solace tie reboot thing.
Yeah.
Reissue.
Special tie order. Yeah.
Yeah. So
definitely was part of that.
When I click on this, because I know you got them like within the last month.
No, I haven't gotten them yet. Oh, okay. I haven't shown them up yet. I'm still waiting on mine.
Even better to my point. Mm-hmm. So when I click on James Bond memorabilia, clothing, props, whatever. So I click on this Quantum of Solace tie thing. Mm-hmm. And the very first thing it takes me to is a post that's like from 2019. So that must be the original posting.
So that's it's the like, first, it's like, that's the first page. Yeah. So
right.
Typically,
but it's like, on... it's way at the top. What if I wanted to get in on this? What do I reply to?
So this is where it gets a little tricky. And this is like where I kind of wanted to go into like complaints and things we wish were different.
Yeah. I'm hoping so people feel the same.
So up top, there's a search bar. You can kind of type in keywords and then it'll break down like, any sort of conversation that has any of those keywords in it. There's a way to like look that way. But the problem is when there's like threads that are like 150 pages long, it's like you kind of got to filter through all of them. So what I've used to do in the past when that would happen is start at the beginning and I'd start like working my way forward so I get all the information, you know, and that is very time consuming. So I feel like the easiest way to fix this is that there has to be certain posts in these like kind of like subcategories where they attach certain comments to the top of each page. Okay. Like it automatically rolls over no matter what. So like if it's a list, so typically with these orders, these special order projects, there's someone who heads it up. They're doing all the communication. So in this instance, someone's talking to Luigi in Milan and Luigi works for Tom Ford. And he does all the custom ordering and he's done other projects in the past for AJB. And in this scenario, like you have to get a list, you have to have a price, and based on the amount that's being ordered, that will dictate what that final price is. So say we only get like, say they say a minimum of 40, but we get like 80 people that want to order. That's going to cut the cost in half. Because it's double what the original was, you know? So if there's enough fabric, otherwise, I think the equation might be a little off by the way I'm describing it, because it does lower it. But I think if they have to order more fabric, then the price goes back up again. So, I mean, it won't be quite half, but it'll be right. Definitely cheaper if more people order and they maximize that, that spool of fabric. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, in that scenario, if you were looking to like order, you kind of got to click through and find the first post that has information. But typically what I do is I look for the post that has all the names on it, because just look for the last one and then you'll see like when it was and how long ago it was, because typically after the name's finalized, there's a post that goes up that says, okay, we're closing the project now because we're collecting money. And once all the money's collected, that's when it's officially closed. Like you can still get in on it until they like close it down, but then there's people that back out and there's things like that that happen, you know? So there is a chance that some of them are still available. I don't know, but it's in that phase now where it's like, oh, you gotta like kind of hope that there's something left over. Typically it's when they're collecting money, when you got to make sure you get in there. And I think they start doing that in March is when I did that. So it just,
how do I comment on the initial posting, or do I just scroll down to the bottom and hit comment?
You just so there's like a main comment part, which you'll just like post as you're saying it, or if you want to reply to like the name thread, what I do is I just copy all the names on that list and I put it into my post section, and then I add my name to it, and then I hit it.
How do I do that?
So do you have an account?
Yeah.
Okay, so you sign into your account. You just go to the post with the names, you just like drag, like copy the names, and then go down to the comment bar and then paste and then type your name in. And you're just like it's written, like for the other ones, like it'll be like you put the number and then your name. And then you just, you know, you submit it, you just hit send. And
are you saying the tie names?
No. Oh, people, you mean like for what ties you want?
I just want to say, is it too late to get in on this?
Didn't say that. Like, I mean, just comments, and someone will reply back to you who's overseeing the project.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Done.
Typically, people that oversee these projects, they're pretty active and they have like alerts turned on. So, like, when there's a comment in this thread, it sends them an email or a notification of some sort. So, I mean, that's the easiest way to do it.
Okay. Well, see, difficult, but not
difficult, not just not used to it. That's probably the easiest way. You know, I'm really amazed that with these projects, they don't have someone promoting it on like a, on a page or something, or on a podcast, or you know, like just like a way for like other people that aren't aware of, you know, the form to kind of get in on these projects. Cause I'm sure there's plenty of collectors out there that want a piece of this.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it seems archaic forum thing.
Yeah. It's a little, I'll be honest. Like they used to have a different format to it and they changed it right around COVID. I think cause they had to, cause of the servers, and it kind of like deterred me from getting back on because like I wasn't so, you know, and it sucks because it's like, it's its own thing. So like, if you go on to, like you go on to Instagram, you're getting updates and stuff like that. You're constantly like, you know, seeing things and you're in the know, but on this, you have to actually go into the site and be, you know, active in there to know what's going on, or else you're going to miss information all the time, you know? Yeah. So like sometimes I'll go in there in a few weeks and I'll have like a couple messages in my inbox. I'm just like, shit. I was just like, I didn't get back to any of these people. And I'm like, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, I'm on Instagram all the time. So it's like, it's so much easier to reach me there, you know? So I don't know. Like, it's just, I love it. And I just wish it was more accessible, you know, like the project aspect of things. Cause this is like, I think my third project I've done, you know, and each time, the only thing that I would say is something that would drive some people crazy is it's very strange the first time you hand a chunk of money over and you don't see a product for months.
Right.
Like, it's really strange. Like I did the first tie they did. Well, I don't know if it was the first tie, but it was the first tie I did. And it was the one from Spectre. It was the rust orange looking one he wears.
Yeah.
And he's going, yeah. So they remade that. But I don't even think they actually did make it in reality. I think they took like another tie and they just reversed it, but they made this one correct. Mm-hmm. So they did one of those. And I remember sending the money out and it was like 3 or 4 months until I saw the tie show up. And I was like, I'd forgotten about it.
Right.
You know, but I can understand, like, you send, you know, $300-$400, you know, somewhere and you're expecting something and you just don't know what happened. I completely forgot I ordered these Quantum Souls ties. I did it right before the wedding and completely forgot about it until like I came on here and I saw someone post a picture of them that they got them.
Yeah. Well, I just signed up for those and for the Pierce Brosnan ties from Goldeneye. So
nice.
We will see what happens.
Where is the Goldeneye tie ones? Because I didn't see those.
I just typed in the search bar for sale and it was like the second post that came up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so there's all these like cool projects that they do in there. Like I know that they did the Harrington jacket from Tom Ford. I didn't do that one. It was a little expensive at the time for me, and I couldn't do it. And I regret it obviously because I really wanted that jacket. But I mean, there's a chance they might be doing another run of those. But it's just like, you know, these are kind of like one-off projects. So like if you're not getting in on it, you're like missing out on it. So
right.
Then you're at the mercy of like whatever people are going to charge to sell their extra tie they buy or to buy, you know, the one that they bought that they don't want anymore, you know, so then it gets a little competitive. So
right.
I guess that's kind of like the shitty part about it is like, you know, there's not a way for you to just buy it whenever you want it. You know, it's kind of like you got to get in on it when you want.
Yeah. How often do you ever post on there? Do you ever start a conversation?
I am very, I try not to because so here's one of the other downsides to doing this is it's very easy to be a lurker in here and like just create like a fake account, which I've seen like that's kind of been an issue in the past of people creating accounts and kind of like just wreaking havoc in certain chat rooms. And it's just I just wish there was more of an official way of like identifying people. So that way they can't come in and do that shady shit, you know? Cause like, I know in the past there have been people from brands that have come in and stuff like that. So it's, you know, you get some kind of like weird vibes, like people pushing people to like buy certain things before they're truly identified. And again, right. I'm talking about one small sliver of this form, you know, like I'm really focusing in on the merchandise stuff, like the screen worn inaccurate things. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of like its own category. I mean, there's a lot of other great conversations that happen in here that I'll be honest, I probably haven't even like spend that much time with.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a good way to connect. It's a good way to like get, you know, be knowledgeable and find things. And then every sale thing I've done as far as buying from another member on there has been fine. I haven't had any issues, but I mean, I make sure to like make sure these people have been vetted, you know, they've done other deals. So like, I mean, it is kind of strange to send money again to someone with that kind of risk, you know? So you gotta kind of like, you gotta kind of like weigh your options there, because sending money to friends and family, you're kind of out there. So
right. I mean, it makes sense. I'm gonna keep, you know, perusing it for sure. I mean, things like these, like drops and stuff. This is right up my alley, and we've talked about this before. But I didn't get heavy into the Bond community until No Time to Die was like ramping up, and it was still early. Like it wasn't like, you know, 2 months before. It was like a couple years before, but for a year at least. But it's like I didn't do any of the collecting until No Time to Die. So like, if I want to try to collect things, I have to really hunt it down or wait around for these things to be remade. You know what I mean? I kind of didn't really pay too much attention to this stuff before.
Well, you are at an advantage because not only are you in that size range where there's quite a bit available, there's also the fact that you can post in here, like you can create your own thread, and you can like, you'll see these, it'll say WTB and it'll be like want to buy, and then you put what it is, you know. You could do a laundry list, you could put like, I've seen people write WTB Craig era items, and then they list what it is they want. And sometimes, you know, there's someone out there that's like looking at something, they're like, god, you know, I've had this barber jacket for forever, I never wear it, and they just see your post and they're like, you know, oh, he's looking for a large, you got a large, like boom, they hit you up, you know, and it's right, like let's make a deal,
be there right now.
So good. So and then FS obviously for sale. So like there's all different kinds of realms of like selling and buying, and you know, it's basically like a market, you know, for you know, screen accurate items or Craig era items or Brosnan or any, whoever your favorite actor is, you know. And then there's actually a section that talks about like the memorabilia, you know, and what to look for, how to authenticate, you know, like, and there's so many things you can learn in here about collecting and selling, you know, finding items you thought you'd never be able to find. Like I was able to find those J. Crew boots, the Kentons. Keaton's, Kentons, I don't know what they're fucking called. I found them on here, and it took me a while. I mean, it was like 3 years of searching, but finally my size popped up, and I was like all over it. And I love those boots, but I definitely baby them.
Yeah.
You know, but you can find things in here. So, I mean, if you're like outside of eBay, which they actually have a thread that has all the, like, so there's people that will find items that they probably already have, and they just go, oh, hey, this just popped up on eBay. So that kind of helps you like locate them even faster than you probably would, you know? So there's like all kinds of tools in here, you know, if you're like looking for screen accurate items or like, you know, merchandise, you know, that you can find. Like, I know that there was like an issue with like getting the champagne bottle, like for Spectre a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman in here that was in Texas that like, he was able to do a special order for like, I think it was like 6 bottles. So he like opened it up and was like, hey, for 6 people that want them, I'll sell them to you. So
nice.
As long as your state will, you know, let me ship it to them, to you. So,
which is that kind of surprisingly shocking how many don't.
I know. I think that's such an outdated law. Like, it's just like, now you can gamble from your phone in any state, but I can't buy alcohol that you sell in New Jersey and have it shipped to Vegas. Like, it's like, this is asinine. Like, I can understand internationally why they'd want to kind of like keep an eye on that, but domestically I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Like, this is really dumb. So
I want to ask you too, as far as something like one of the things I kind of tend to gravitate towards is like some of these like promo things, you know, when a movie's coming out, you like your popcorn buckets, your cups, things like that.
Yeah,
a lot of that stuff's on eBay. Would you go to eBay before AJB or AJB before eBay? A lot of times you see people on eBay trying to sell this stuff for ridiculous amounts of money.
Half the time it's someone from HAV, to be honest with you, you know? But I have seen situations where someone lists something on eBay from HAV, but then they say in the forms, they're like, hey, I'd rather this item go to a form member, so I'll give you a better price than it is on eBay. You know, like there's like camaraderie in buying and kind of supporting other fans in the forums. So if you're looking for a deal, I feel like you're going to find that deal in the forums.
Okay.
But then you get into the situation where it's like, you know, there's a super rare item and then, you know, there's all these messages flying to one person. And typically the way those are handled from what I've seen, I've never been in that situation, but I've seen in the past, is it's pretty much whoever hits them up first, which, I mean, depending on when that post goes up, you know, based on your location, it's kind of the luck of the draw, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but I think I have a list now of the people that were the same size as me. I've figured it out.
Yeah.
So I know, like, I know, if there's an item available, if someone doesn't have it on that list, I'm like, okay, there's going to be competition.
See, there's pros and cons to being like a medium. There's a lot of it, but then there's a lot of those people too. Like, I went to a family party the other day. I had that barber, or not barber, it's a Billy Reed, like, quilted shacket, navy shacket on that I wear all the time. And my cousin and my uncle both were like, that's awesome. I want that. Where'd you get it? Well, they're both like 6'4". So I Googled it, and it actually popped up on Nordstrom's website. Small sold out, medium sold out, but large, XL, double XL, all in stock. I was like, you guys are in luck. I would be screwed, but you guys are in luck. So it's like double-edged sword.
Yeah, that's true. However, like, I will say, like, when I've looked at, like, Tom Ford suits on, like, eBay and stuff like that, the smalls and the mediums are always there.
Yeah.
And it's like anything that's, like, more, like, full-chested, like a 44 or 46, you know, for, like, a larger guy, those are always gone. Like, they're never there. You know, so I guess
fat. I guess 42 guy.
I guess fat dudes don't wear suits.
I want to put my NATO strap back on. I see your NATO there.
Yeah, you should, man. I got my my first watch on the James Bond collector's piece from 2008.
I call that the Mr. Anselmo Senior piece.
Mr. Anselmo Senior piece. I like that. That's funny. I do have a story to tell before we wrap this up.
Okay.
So,
is this about Sandra?
Absolutely. It's about my wife.
Nice.
100% it's about my wife. So we can almost do like a story post after this, because I kind of want to gauge the listeners and see how they would react to this.
Okay.
So the other day I'm at work and my wife texts me and says, Cassandra texts me and she's like, oh, do you need anything from the store? And I'm just like, no, I think I'm good. Yada, yada, yada. Well, then the next message I get is a photograph of the cookie aisle and the Oreos are all sold out. And I was like, are we going into World War III? You know, why is there no Oreos?
Right.
So she's like, oh, well, I found, like, so she's like, oh, they're like kind of running out. I was like, well, that's a shame, because I'd been wanting some Oreos. I haven't had them in a while. So anyway, I forget about it. And she goes to the store. So like tonight I get home. So this was like 3 days ago. Okay. So this was Saturday when this happened. So then I get home today and she had dinner just about ready when I walked in the door. I know I chatted with you for a second. I was like, hey, let me eat before we start recording.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, cool. So I start eating dinner and like a finish, and I'm just like, God, you know, it'd be really nice to have like a little treat, you know, after, you know, like a dessert type thing. And I'm like thinking about how, like, hey, didn't you buy Oreos when you went to the store the other day? And she kind of rolls her eyes and I'm like, you bought Oreos, right? Like, what, are you hiding them from me? And she's just like, no. Now, just so everyone understands, my wife's been on keto for like 9 weeks now. So miserable.
She needs it. Her fat ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. All 120 pounds of her. Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can you stop losing weight? Because you're making me feel like I need to go on keto and I don't want to go on keto.
Yeah.
So to get to the punchline here. So I go, well, where are they? And she like looks at me. She's like, well, here's the story. So I had a rough day on Sunday, so I decided I was going to eat the two little bags that I had bought in each of us one of. And I'm like, oh, so let me get this straight. You asked me if I want something from the store, and then you said, oh, they're sold out, but you found something, but then you didn't tell me about it, and you bought it with the intention of giving me half of it, and then you decided on your own you were going to eat it all and then not even tell me. I was like, I feel betrayed.
I would hire an attorney as soon as possible. What do you want from the store? Oreos. They're sold out. Secretly buys two bags, eats them, and doesn't tell you.
Doesn't tell me, eats them, and then I have to
Eats
discover
them, comes home, her tongue is black.
but spit is like brown.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I was like, I felt like Benoit Blanc. I was like, I just
That's
uncovered the fucking story here.
yeah.
What the fuck?
Benoit Blanc, Lisa, where are the Oreos?
There's a hole in the Oreo hole.
Where are the Oreos?
You are
Well,
guilty.
AJB times Oreo.
Oh man,
Title of the
this is
episode.
gonna be a hell of a funny episode because it
Oreo Gate.
just Oreo Gate. Yes, I
Oreo
like
Gate.
that. Oreo Gate. I'm gonna put out like a warning like
What's your
story.
favorite Oreo?
Double stuffed. Let's go.
Just plain?
Just plain, baby. With a glass of milk. Dunk that shit. Let's go. I mean, I feel like Oreo should be paying us for this because this is like good
There's a lot of
advertisement.
people who should be paying us for a lot of shit.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
Because don't get me wrong,
We're gonna hire
we're
Donnie
not
to
getting
start
any more
breaking
press.
some legs for us.
Yeah, we're getting more press than ever
Oh yeah.
if you're being mentioned on here.
This one's on the house Oreos. Or
Yeah.
what is that?
This
Nabisco?
one's on the house,
This one's on the
Nabisco.
house. This one's pro bono. The next one, we're coming for you.
Next time
We'll
we
send
won't
my
be so
wife.
kind.
No,
Yeah, next time we won't be so kind.
yeah. I told her, I was like, after I was literally walking down to record with you, and I literally had discovered this, and I was like, I'm gonna talk about this.
Oh, I would have been upset. I would have been
I'm
upset.
curious. So how would you have handled it with Brienne if she would have done the same thing?
I would have filed for divorce even though we're not married yet. I
That's
would have
it.
said,
It's
well,
over. I
you
can't
better
trust you. You
find a
can't trust
way.
me. I can't trust you with Oreos. I can't trust you at all.
Yeah, I'd say you better find a way to get our money back because we're not getting married anymore.
Whoa, that's a little harsh.
Depends. It depends on the snack.
So just to give you a little, just one more tidbit with this story, just to give you one more laugh. As I was coming downstairs to like record the podcast, I looked at her and I looked at the counter, right, or at the nightstand next to me, and I said, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go re record my podcast with Luke." And I literally like had my keys in my hand, I like flipped them, and they landed on the bed. And I was like, "If you feel compelled to go out,"
Yeah.
so, yeah, she didn't go out.
No, she did not. I
She
could hear her
laughed.
cackling in the
She was
background.
cackling upstairs, laughing. I was like, "Shut the door! I'm about to do some work here."
Absolute trash. What an unbelievable fucking human being. I'll go unfollow her on everything I own.
unfollowing you, cookie thief.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I think if it came down to saving my life or saving a pack of Oreos, I think I know what the decision is now.
I kind of think I do too. And I'm a little upset because it didn't, you know what? It cost us like, I think we probably spent like $3,500 coming to your wedding. And if I had known she was going to leave you for a bag of fucking Oreos 3 months later, I would have saved the money and bought, I don't know.
You could have bought yourself some Oreos.
I could have bought like there's some Aquaterras right now on Crown and Caliber for like 3,300. I could have bought that and saved myself the time.
Oh, this is funny because like I'm glad you mentioned that. Like the watch market is like tanking, like
Yeah.
horrible. All these people that were like driving up the value, it's just like it's fucking the roosters came calling finally.
Yeah.
You know that.
I can't wait to get my hands on something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll get to some really good deals here pretty soon. I mean, luckily I'm not in it for the value, so it doesn't matter to me. But
Same.
Anyway, I know my wife's probably gonna listen to this, so I better tell her this is all fun and games. Like, I don't want to like be all upset, being like,
not for me.
People hate me now. Like, it's gonna be like, no,
not for me.
But you did eat my one bag of Oreos and then you hid it from me. So I'm a little sad.
I'm still really pissed, Cassandra. So
oh man. Last thing to end on for this. I know we've said that 3 times now, but what is one project on AJB that you'd like to see them revive?
Ooh, me personally?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'll say this. I'm not familiar with past projects, so whether it's been done or hasn't, I would like to see... Fuck. I'm trying to pick out something from like the Craig era. I would like to see them make that leather jacket from the beginning of Tomorrow Never Dies. I would like to see somebody make that shit. I'm pretty sure
from David Tomorrow Never Dies. I thought you were talking about Armani from Casino. I was like, damn, that's a
No. Well, that too, but no, the Tomorrow Never Dies one, he just looks so damn good in the beginning of that. And I'm pretty sure when I went to visit David, he told me that it had been done before. So maybe it was on there, maybe not. I don't know, because I think that was custom made for the movie in the first place. So that's mine.
So my item is I would love them to do a rerun of the Y3 jacket from Quantum of Solace, because I feel like that jacket, I have so much buyer's remorse with that, because I remember working at Martin and Osa, which was a clothing brand that no longer exists. I was assistant manager there. And I'm on the phone with Adidas or Adidas or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And there was like certain locations that carried Y3 at their location. So I'm talking to them and they're like, oh yeah, we have 3, but and then they're not like sending me pictures or anything. I was like, can I see it? Because like I want to know that it's the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we don't have a digital camera. This is how long ago this was. Like digital, like taking pictures with your phone was like kind of like a new thing,
right?
You know, so like it wasn't like everyone was doing that at that point. So I was just kind of like, I was like, okay, so finally I got to see the pictures and they had it, but then I was like, am I gonna wear it? And so I ended up passing on it.
Ooh,
ugh. Oof. Yeah. And I think the other thing that I was kind of confused on, because I didn't know, was on the shoulder, the right shoulder, they have stitched Y3 in it. And the one he wears, it doesn't look like they have that there.
No,
so to me, not. I was like, yeah, to me, it's like, well, that's not the same jacket then.
Right.
So I kind of just like let it go. But I'm just amazed. Like brands like Adidas and Levi's, like Levi's could make a killing if they released like the pants he wore in Quantum.
Mm-hmm.
Or Adidas could. Or another great one is, what was it? 7 for All Mankind. They did a pair of jeans in that movie. I'm like, just add that to your collection. You'll sell a shit ton of them. You know, just make it like a staple.
Right.
You know, and it's just like some of these brands just don't want to touch it. And I don't understand why. I mean, it's not like you have to say it's 007, but you know, we know. If you know, you know, kind of situation.
Right.
You know, so I just don't get it, you know. So
I know
I'm serious. I mean
you were just if you know yeah. I don't get it, you know. And I said I know.
Well, I did that one time and you laughed about it. I forgot what it was. I did something similar to that. But another one was like I've been trying to talk to Hirsch Straps about doing a GoldenEye strap, you know, like an actual screen accurate one. You don't have to call it 007 anything. You just make a strap
that... give it like a fancy name.
My idea was is you give it the name the facility strap, because that's the level in the game, so it makes a connection in a roundabout way, you know. So I mean, I feel like there's so many people that watch, you could sell like a ton of those fucking things, you know, and it's just like, you know, they're just not interested. So I don't understand like this whole mentality with brands and them being like, oh, I don't want to produce something that I did in a movie. Is it because you just don't want to put the work in? Is it because You don't want to get in trouble. Like
you know what they should name it? Driving
factor. What?
Contra.
Contra?
That's the name of the dam.
Oh, that's a good one. I like
you know
that.
What I mean? One word. Look.
Yeah. I like that.
Like, what the fuck, Hirsch? Do it. Do it. Here's the deal. Hirsch, if you do it, you can be a sponsor of the Blunt Instruments Podcast. Oh, we will allow you to do that for us.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. I think that's good. But I mean, it's just like, why not? Like, why not do it? You know, like, there's all these other brands doing this. You know, I think about like what MPL's doing with the heritage stuff. I'm thinking about Oliver Brown, what they're doing with the heritage stuff, which, by the way, now I bring up Oliver Brown. Thank you so much for hooking me up with Jacob at the Los Angeles. He turned me very young, chat with him a little bit, had nothing but great things to say about you and his interactions. So appreciate that guy.
Anytime, buddy. I could have sent you a couple, but I knew he would probably send you more. You know what I mean? Because he sent me
one,
and he sent me a ton of them. So I was like, you know what? And actually, the main reason I went to him was because I thought Beverly Hills to LA or to Las Vegas would take like a day. I mean, it still ended up taking like a week, but I kind of was like, you know what? This will probably get there a lot faster if Jacob just sends it to him. And now you've got that relationship with him. You're in LA a lot more often than I am.
I'm actually having drinks with him on Saturday while I'm in LA.
Nice.
I know. So I will say hello for you. And
please do.
I will tell him he's meeting the better half of the two of us. But easy, fella.
Don't make me laugh.
All right, man. I guess everyone will catch you on the next one. Luke, final words?
I love you.
Yeah.